USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The intersection where George Floyd died at the hands of Minneapolis police officers was renamed in his honor Wednesday. Floyd's brother Terrence was among family members to attend as a commemorative street sign marked the corner of 38th Street and Chicago Avenue as George Perry Floyd Square on the two-year anniversary of his death. Grocery stores across the United States are recalling peanut butter products due to salmonella contamination concerns. Smucker's has recalled certain types of Jif peanut butter that were sold nationwide. The recall affects 45 kinds of products, including both creamy and crunchy peanut butter to-go packs, and natural squeeze pouches. Four USFL football games are on tap for this weekend, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Police departments have increased security at Central Texas schools and graduation ceremonies following the Uvalde shooting. Police and school officials are seeking to reassure parents and students with a bigger police presence. Broadcom on Thursday announced it has an agreement to buy cloud computing giant VMware, controlled by Michael Dell, for approximately $61 billion. This would be the year's second largest tech merger, just behind Microsoft's deal for Activision Blizzard. A reality TV star gets pinched by the long arm of the law.
A federal judge has sentenced reality TV's Josh Duggar to 12 and a half years in prison for his child porn conviction. Police arrested Duggar in April 2021 after authorities found child porn on a computer at a car dealership that he owned. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
The buy one get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton talks on Newsmax about fixing a problem that has become very difficult in America, the Second Amendment versus sick people and their desire to kill.
You just can't help but think about your own shoulder and how it would make you feel if you were in this situation. And obviously our hearts go out to these people and our prayers go with them. I'm on my way down there this morning. I already have a team down there. We deal with the victims of crime. We try to get there as quickly as we can to help them in whatever way we can, whether that's psychologically, whether that's emotionally, whether that's with medical issues. We're going to be there to try to help these people and give them the support that they need. Our focus right now is really on the victims of the crime. DPS does not surprise me that they've been asked to assist or even to lead the investigation since it is in Texas. The gunman is deceased, and so it's going to be difficult to necessarily understand exactly why this happened. I do think we need to focus on what we can do to prevent this. We've already had too many of these. And there are resources, I think, available right now that could have made a difference in this particular situation.
As global health leaders investigate an unusual outbreak of monkeypox across more than a dozen countries, discussions in the medical circles have turned to vaccination against the disease. Vaccines for monkeypox are now available to some healthcare workers treating infected people. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.